time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you know that when you hear that bell. Today, we're going to be looking at the trials of Jesus. After Jesus left the Garden of Gethsemane and he was arrested, he was brought to trial. These were not legal trials, they were mock trials. They even had to go and search for false witnesses against him. They weren't interested in justice. They only wanted to execute Jesus, put him to death. And they wanted to do these trials as a way to provide them cover for what the evil deed they were about to do. And so there were the trials of Jesus. Now there was the Jewish trials, and then that was followed by the trials before Pilate, the Roman trials. And there were three parts to the Jewish trial. You might say there were three trials by the Jews, and then three trials before Pilate. And we're going to be looking at those trials as we proceed with our class this morning. Now, you might want to turn to John chapter 18, 12 through 23. We'll be looking at that in a moment, and we'll be looking at other passages. That would be a good place to begin. And as you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're going to use as a guide to our studies a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of March the 1st, 1925. Now let's look at these trials of Jesus. Begin with a threefold trial before the Jews. Jesus underwent a threefold trial before the Jews. First was a preliminary trial before Annas. Now that's found in John 18, 12 through 23. And I want to read that to you. Here it says, "The band and the chief captain and the officers of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him and led him to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was he that gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and entered in with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door without. So the other disciple, who was known unto the high priest, went out and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. The maid therefore that kept the door said unto Peter, Art thou also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. Now the servants and the officers were standing there, having made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they were warming themselves. And Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest therefore asked Jesus of his disciples and of his teaching. And Jesus answered him, I have spoken openly to the world. I ever taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together. And in secret spake I nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them that heard me what I spake unto them. Behold, these know the things which I said. And when he had said this, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? And Annas therefore sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. So that was the first trial. Now the second part of this trial is before Caiaphas, the high priest, and a number of the Sanhedrin that was hurriedly called for this purpose. John 18 and verse 24, it says, Annas therefore sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. These two trials were in the night. The third trial was in the morning. There's two verses I want to read about that trial. One is Matthew chapter 27 and verse 1. And I'll go ahead and read verse 2 as well. Now when the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him up to Pilate the governor. And we read about this trial again in Mark chapter 15 and verse 1. And straightway in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council held a consultation and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him up to Pilate. This third trial was after daylight because they could not condemn a man to death in the night. This third trial was before the Sanhedrin proper. Luke 22, verses 66 through 71 reads, And as soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders and of the people was gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council, saying, If thou art the Christ, tell us. But he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I ask you, ye will not answer. But from henceforth shall the Son of Man be seated at the right hand of the power of God. And they all said, Art thou there then the Son of God? And he answered unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What further need have we of witnesses? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth. It was after this third trial before the Jews that they carried him to Pontius Pilate. Now Pontius Pilate was the Roman governor of Judea at that time, with headquarters at Caesarea. He went to Jerusalem during the feast to preserve order. He frequently and needlessly insulted the Jews. His connection with this, the greatest and saddest tragedy on earth, has made his name a synonym of cowardice, weakness, and shame. The Jews were in a great hurry to have Pilate sign the death warrant, because he would probably return to Caesarea when the feast was over, and especially if it was not done then, before they ate the Passover, it would be unlawful to attend such business after the Passover had begun, and they would have to hold Jesus as a prisoner for more than a week. Now, as there was a threefold trial before the Jews, there was a threefold trial before Pilate. Jesus had endured this threefold trial before Pilate. One was before Pilate himself. The second, before Herod, to whom Pilate sent him. And third, back before Pilate. Every time Jesus was formally acquitted, condemned to death three times by the Jews, and acquitted three times by the Romans. The weak and vacillating, cowardly Pilate sought to release Jesus, and at the same time to please or satisfy the Jews. But the Jewish hierarchs and their astute villainy understood Pilate's character too well to accept his temporizing, half-hearted, half-willed, although just, acquittal of him whom their envy and hatred had determined to kill. Now, as far as the execution is concerned, stoning was the usual method among the Jews of administering capital punishment, and that according to their law in Leviticus chapter 24 and Deuteronomy chapter 13. But that was not sufficiently brutal, shameful, and disgraceful. The Roman way of executing base criminals was by crucifixion. This was the most degrading, most shameful, most excruciating death one could die.
Christ had foretold that he would thus suffer. In Matthew chapter 20, John chapter 12, John chapter 18, for it is written, back in Deuteronomy 21:23, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, Galatians 3 and verse 13. He thus became a curse for us. The formal accusation of Jesus before Pilate is recorded by Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. Let me read those texts to you. Matthew 27, verses 1 and 2. Now when morning was come, and all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death, and they bound him and led him away and delivered him up to Pilate the governor. And then Matthew 27, 11 and 12. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he gave him no answer, not even one word, inasmuch that the governor of the feast marveled. In Mark 15, 1 through 5, we read, And straightway in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council had a consultation and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him up to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered and said unto him, Thou sayest. And the chief priest accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they accuse thee of. But Jesus no more answered anything, inasmuch that Pilate marveled. In the book of Luke, chapter 23, beginning in verse 13, or beginning in verse 1, And the whole company of them rose up and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this man perverting our nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ the King. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest. And Pilate said to the chief priests and to the multitudes, I find no fault with this man. But they were the more urgent, saying, He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, and beginning from Galilee, even into this place. But when Pilate heard it, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And when he knew that he was of Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem in these days. And then the last passage I want to read is John 18, verses 28 through 38. They led Jesus therefore from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early. And they themselves entered not into the praetorium, that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went out unto them, and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? And they answered and said unto him, If this man were not an evildoer, we should not have delivered him up to thee. Pilate therefore said unto him, Take him yourselves, and judge him according to your law. The Jews said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying by what manner of death he should die. Then Pilate entered again into the praetorium, and called Jesus, and said to them, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell it concerning me? Pilate answered, I am a Jew. Thine own nation and chief priests delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Well, that's the reading of the three trials of Jesus before Pilate, at least how those trials begin. And we'll continue this in our next class.